Thank you.
Yeah, cool. I didn't expect so many people in the last session. Maybe you're more here because you want to watch the fire, but I tried to do my best to attract you to what I'm talking here about. The second really cool thing is, in the opposite of my other talk where I said you can ask anything but no technical questions, you can do it today because he is one of the core developers of what I'm showing here. So just ask him, not me. I'm talking about Shagoon GeoServer QGIS integration, and this is about more or less about two projects we run in our company. And of course, I want to take the opportunity to show you just another web mapping framework, but of course, it's the most famous and best. I'm sure you never heard about Shagoon, or whoever heard about Shagoon up yet. Oh, quite a few. Cool. I talk a little bit about, maybe a short introduction myself. What is the motivation? I give you a really short overview about the involved components. So I marked Shagoon in that thick letters because maybe that takes a little bit more time. I'm not going to introduce you to QGIS or stuff like that. I could ask whoever had contact with QGIS. Raise your hands. Oh. I expected every hand. Egal. And then I have a look at the QGIS Shagoon editor, which is actually a plugin in QGIS to manage Shagoon stuff. And then I give you a short outlook of what is planned the next time. So just, that's me. And I was founder of Company of Terrestris, who I'm representing here. It was founded in 2002. So we are doing this open source web mapping stuff quite a long time. And it's boring only to have one company, so we found another one in 2015, which is more related to data analysis stuff, remote sensing, and so on. It's, I think a lot of people know Markus Nittela, he's one of the shareholders, so it's a lot of stuff done in GRAS and so on. I had the honor to chair the last European Global Conference in Bonn, and I'm happy that I don't have the work now, so I'm just going to be here. And mainly I work as consultant or agile coach, stuff like that. So I'm definitely not a developer. That's what I want to say. Just a quick view on Terrestris. This is not real story because this is a mixed up between the Terrestris and the Mundialis guys, but there are quite a few in the time. And the message to you is just really absolutely cool team and cool people who write the software I'm going to present here. So what was the motivation? We work mainly on the Shagoon framework roughly about 2011, which is, it's 8 years now. It started with a big project we had. We still work a little bit with that project. And since then, Shagoon is really used in most of our projects. So it's a web mapping framework base we introduce to our customers. And many of these customers also use QGIS. And I think that QGIS is presumably the most worldwide used desktop GIS. I hope nobody from ESRI is here. They may complain, and maybe they are right when they say ArcGIS is more used. But from what I get, it's QGIS. And there was an idea to combine QGIS and Shagoon. I formulated that on a talk on FOSGIS, which is a local conference from local German-speaking chapter, in 2018. And there was all requests from our customers who said, hey, we are using QGIS and we want to publish the QGIS data in your web mapping framework. So that was the motivation. And of course, we want to have the same data and same data services in desktop GIS and in the web GIS world. And I don't know which is... In Germany, the concept is very often you talk about kind of power users. These are the users who work on the desktop GIS to generate new data and stuff like that. And we wanted to give them a tool to directly publish the data they created into the web. So that's basically the idea. You have several QGIS desktop installations. People create data and then just directly can push it to Shagoon in the web or in the intranet of their organization. And as you will see in a few minutes, we use not QGIS server, we use GeoServer in the back end. And that time, you still have to edit the SLDs manually. So we could make use of the SLD writer from QGIS to put things over to GeoServer. So just, yeah, you know, QGIS, I think it's mostly new. The most important thing is it's functional extendable via plugins. So that makes it quite easy to put something in there. GeoServer is our backend. It's also heavily used in the Shogun framework. So that was more or less set for us not to switch to another WMS server. I'm sorry about that, Marco. It's also widely used in the GIS world. So that was more or less clear that we go continue using GeoServer. And then we have Shogun, which is an open source WebGIS framework. I think I will show you see it there, github.com terrestris Shogun. So you get all the stuff there. Since a few weeks, you also can download the Dockerized environment, which directly with Docker app installs you Shogun and GeoServer, GeoNetwork, all the stuff. I'm going to show the architecture on the next slide. And we make use of GeoServer GeoData services. So we're not serving the data directly out of Shogun. We use GeoServer to serve the data. And then we have open layers as base of our client lib. To be honest, I must say, make use of our client libs because we have two of them. One is GeoEXT related and one is ReactJS related. So, yeah, I was asked for the introduction how to spell Shogun. Maybe you think about this Japanese knight. It's not. It's just an acronym out of the components it's made of. It's Spring, Hibernate, Open Layers, GeoServer. So that leads you to shock. And then we are from Rhineland in Germany, so we have kind of dialect there. And in German for and, you say und. And in our dialect, you say un. Un no yet. So and something else. So they're even more in modules integrated. So and that's basically what it is. So we have something we call the Shogun Core, which is mainly implemented in Java, and which serves out different clients. As I said before, we have two different client libraries you can administer via a backend surface. I'm going to show you some screenshots. And below that, we have GeoServer, GeoNetwork for the metadata, and we use Mapfish Print and have to write this ugly long configuration files for the print servlet. But that works quite well together. And Shogun also functions a little bit as a proxy here, so it saves up the services which are below there. And what we want to do is to integrate QGIS here. And normally I wanted to show you some Shogun stuff in the backend live, but I was not allowed to use my own laptop, so I did some screenshots. So I logged into the Shogun backend, and you can see here you have several instances you can administer here, like applications. So you can do as many applications as you want to. And something which is administration of layers. So there you get the layers out of GeoServer, and you can administer and determine their behavior in the framework here. We have something cool implemented in here. So I have a screenshot on that later, so I'm going to talk on that. So maybe I concentrate on the applications first. So you can create applications, you can copy existing application. They are listed up here. So in the moment, it's just new installation on my laptop, only one. You can edit the applications, and then you can open them in the GeoXT or in the React-based version. When administering it, you can determine which functionality will be included in the client. You can determine the initial extent. You can build your own tree, which is presented in the web mapping client, just by drag and drop the layers which are in your Shogun installation. You can set up some permissions to users or user groups who can view the client, so that's fully integrated. It's also possible to connect that to LDAP or some other libraries, but this is more, it's not a plugin, it's just really programming stuff in the moment still. Yeah, but you can save up all your applications within the Shogun stuff. And yeah, you can really rudimentary work on your style, but this is, I think it makes more sense to do directly in the CSS, in the code. This is just a short start to give users better opportunities to do that here. Yeah, this is about layers, so you have a layer list, you can also edit the layers, download, have a kind of preview window for your layers which are in your system. And this is quite cool, because it allows you to write your own plugins. So you can just directly write your code in here. It's syntax checked, so you can write your own graphical user interfaces for your special functionality. And you can connect it to server-side WPS processes. So you write your own user interface and then push the what the user does down to a WPS, require back the data, and do something in the client with that. So this is a quite cool concept, which was requested by a customer who didn't want to explain hydrological modeling to us. He said we just need an interface where we can do it on our own. And yeah, that's quite a cool thing, because that gives you all the power just to use the base Shogun installation and then to install your or develop your own plugins. Yeah, and then we have the user rights group stuff like that. So that's all about Shogun in the moment. What I want to show you here, just some examples how it could look like. This is a project we recently finished during the year. I heard somebody telling me today there couldn't be enough geoportals in a country, so at least you need hundreds of them. So every city in Germany needs its own geoportal, and this was Koblenz, which is quite just 100 kilometers away from Bonn. And we built that open geoportal, which is partly used open, partly it is just for the administration things, so they have several clients with several contents, stuff like that. And for you, the good thing is, if you go on the slides, I linked it here, so you can directly access it because it's open in the internet, but I'm not going to show it here. This is just another example where we use it, and you can see that you also can do really complex printouts on here. This is a client for a project which was presented yesterday by a friend of mine from Deutsche Telekom AG, connected to their fiber planning stuff. So it's even quite a flexible way you just can use it. Okay, so that's, you know, now a little bit more about Shogun. As I said, just another web mapping framework. I think a lot of companies tend to use something like GeoServer, OpenLayers, standardized stuff, and then they build their own web mapping framework on top and use that. I didn't see really much correlation or combination of companies who really develop on the same web mapping framework. So QGIS Shogun Editor is a plugin in QGIS, and it allows you to manage Shogun configurations. So basically you can do the same via QGIS what I showed you on the screenshot surfaces minutes ago. The version 2 plugin is available in the official QGIS plugin repository. The plugin for 3 is not there yet. You know, everybody tends to make new releases towards Phosphor-G, but we failed, so there are still some bugs. It doesn't work properly in the moment. Maybe it does now, but I didn't dare to update it. So it's not there yet, but it's definitely in work. And what you can do is you can add layers from Shogun to QGIS via WFS and WMS, which is not really fancy because you can do it if you connect to GeoServer anyway. But which is really interesting, you can create new layers. There's also a possibility in Shogun to upload data files and publish them via GeoServer as a new layer. But now you can do it just by using your QGIS layer, style of the layer in QGIS, and then you push it over to Shogun, and from Shogun it's pushed over to GeoServer. And it's all done by API calls. So you can style your Shigoon layer. You can also use it to style existing layers which are already in your Shigoon or GeoServer application, and then bring them to QGIS, style them there. And from there, we've write it out. The QGIS style is written out as SLD and then ported back to GeoServer. All in QGIS. Yeah, you also can edit Shigoon applications. You can create new applications and stuff like that. So what I showed you. Some things are not in there yet. I don't know whether I have it on the slide somewhere, but can talk on that later. So that's what it basically looks like. You have your QGIS and you have your loaded plugin here, which is just one single button that opens the login dialog, which is the same login you use when you access Shigoon directly via the web. And then you get your connections. You can name your connections, so you can handle several connections if you want to here. And then you see listed the applications and the layers here. So this is, if you look at the layers, it's more or less the same on the web interface and in the QGIS interface. And then you can open the applications, so some basic screenshots of the two clients here. Which is really a cool thing to do is, so you can add your QGIS layer to Shigoon. So you have any layer in here, which is a railway network for North Rhine-Westphalia, which is around Bonn, the country in Germany. You see these blue lines over here, which are styled in your QGIS. And on the plugin side, you just say, okay, upload layer to Shigoon, and it will automatically detect all the layers which are over here, which are not yet in your Shigoon. And then you select your layer, and then you say upload layer. And if everything with all the Python binding stuff works well, which does not in the moment, it comes over. And then you have the layer over here, which is automatically updated in your Shigoon interface. And if you then go back to the Shigoon web interface, you see there's one new layer. And if you look at the preview, it's just taking over there. So that works normally quite well. As said, for QGIS, we have some minor problems here. Okay, so of course, what we do have to do is we need a bug-free release for 1.0 for the 3 version, which is coming very, very soon. In the moment, there are some minor bugs, some minor problems. It somehow, sometimes it works, sometimes not. On my desktop, it doesn't work, so I don't know. I'm not a developer. And maybe we go over to support further or all Shigoon configurations, like user permission, stuff like that, which is not implemented in the moment. It's more like a better showcase, I would say. And of course, we would like to have support for font symbolization. And there was quite a small discussion. I had a talk on a software we did also, which is called GeoStyler. I presented it 2 days ago. And there was quite a nice discussion about the QGIS SLD parser, which is, as far as I know, but maybe I'm wrong and Marco could correct me, is not 100% now in QGIS related to all SLD outputs. I know there was a lot of work done in the past weeks, but so maybe there's something to do to get better transformation from the QGIS styles over to SLD. One idea was maybe GeoStyler, I mentioned it, may help here a little bit, so we can transform the QGIS style via GeoStyler to SLD. In general, I think the message is quite cool. Open source is combinable, so two complete different worlds, desktop JS, web JS on the other side. And we just talk about APIs, API calls, and then you can do it all. And the plugin shows also how to set up a comprehensive GDI with QGIS desktop and the Shigoon WebGS framework. So as an alternative, maybe for what Marco presented minutes ago or in the talk before. And So thank you. That's the story about
it. You know that Shogun is already taken in the open source community and it's already trademarked as a machine learning framework. So maybe you should change your name.
Yeah, I've seen something like that, but... Ah, okay. So you think before we really go out being really famous, we should think about our name. And so maybe we just have to replace one component, and then it's not Shogun, it's Shofun or whatever. Thanks for the note.
Thank you, a very excellent presentation. And as you know, there are also a very popular web solution called GeoNode. So why don't you try to connect the QGIS into the GeoNode stack? Is it a good idea or?
I think it's definitely a good idea, but we as our company, all of our customers, and we have quite a few of them, which are big administrations in Germany, huge companies, they use Shogun and not GeoNode. So that was the thing when we started actually to develop Shogun in 2011. I think there was already something like GeoNode more or less starting. But that is what I said before, is I have the feeling that companies tend to roll their own web mapping framework, which is maybe a little bit focused on the skills that people have. So that is more or less a reason, but we don't use GeoNode, we use Shogun. So that's a simple reason.
Any other questions? Okay. If there are no more questions, this was the last presentation in this room for today. Thank you very much for attending. And from 4 o'clock, we'll have the closing ceremony at the National Theater in the same room where the opening ceremony was. Thank you very much.